The U.S. military is taking tentative steps to restore law and order in Baghdad, where widespread looting continues. It's broadcasting an appeal to the city's residents to end the lawlessness. It also is imposing a curfew in the sections of the city which it controls. NPR's Eric Westervelt is with the 3rd Infantry Division in Baghdad. He spoke with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams about the U.S. military's efforts there.
I'd say they're certainly tentative baby steps. The psychological operations teams are broadcasting messages trying to stop some of the looting, essentially saying, please don't loot, stay in your house at night, and looting is just going to hurt you in the long term. You're destroying the infrastructure of your city. Don't do it. But it's not clear that it is at all effective so far. They're also trying to identify former police officials that they think they might be able to trust to try to help them establish some order in some neighborhoods.
Eric, are there still pockets of resistance in the city?
Yeah, there are, and the psychological operations teams are really doing a dual message today. They're in some areas trying to stop the looting. In other neighborhoods, they're accompanying combat teams and tanks and Bradley fighting vehicles into neighborhoods that the U.S. has not secured the area, and essentially saying, you know, diehards, the end is here. Your colleagues have been killed or captured. Give up the fight. Surrender. Turn in your weapons. So really, depending on what neighborhood you're in Baghdad, you either got a kind of a military operation or you've got a fledgling humanitarian operations with groups trying to tentatively stop the looting.
When we talk about pockets of resistance, Eric, are we talking about snipers? Are we talking about organized military units?
I think it's disorganized kind of militia units, just people who are completely cut off from any kind of command and control or an organized military system. It's literally one block will be perfectly fine and people will be walking around. A few blocks later, U.S. military personnel could be driving and essentially a guy will pop up with an RPG or an AK-47 and open fire from some rooftop or bunker or window. So it really depends on what part of the city you're in.
Eric, the looting looks to be so extensive that it makes me wonder, is the military message not getting through to the people, or are they simply ignoring it?
I think it's a little bit of both. The U.S. military is going to drop a psychological operations bomb, literally, in certain areas of the city later to add to their broadcast messages, essentially saying the same thing, stop the looting, this is just going to hurt you in the long term. But a lot of these citizens are angry, they're venting their frustration, and the U.S. military doesn't want to get in between them and their anger, so they're sort of letting them loot. They don't want to become police officers right now when they see it as still a military operation. But I don't think the message from the U.S. military is really resonating with any of the citizens. I think so far they're largely ignoring it.
And the looting is aimed at government facilities, not at private homes or businesses.
Well, I'd say it's mainly at government public facilities, although I have heard some reports of some private stores, you know, getting knocked over for food and cigarettes and other goods. So I wouldn't say it's 100% aimed at symbols of the Iraqi regime, but largely at symbols of the Iraqi regime.
Eric, when I'm thinking of looting, I'm thinking that people are going after valuables, but has that caused any shortages of food or other critical supplies in Baghdad?
My sense right now from talking to civil affairs teams and being out on the street is there is not yet a kind of a food crisis in Baghdad. It could come to that in coming days. Right now, the military is trying to identify some of the sites for distribution of food that were already established under the Oil for Food program, and they have warehouses of tomato paste, flour, and some other goods that they want to start kicking out to the population soon. In addition, hospital supplies are a key priority. 24 tons of hospital supplies are arriving today, Juan. The hospitals in Baghdad are operating, but they're understaffed, they're overwhelmed, and they're short on supplies. And again, it's going to be an issue for the military to kind of quickly realize and try to come up with a plan to prioritize and distribute these medical supplies to the hospitals that need it the most. And they're working on that right now.
Thank you, Eric.
All right, thanks.
NPR's Eric Westervelt with the 3rd Infantry Division in Baghdad, speaking with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.